Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1682, Nicholas Verato Jr. and Joanne T. Verato.
An application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, land lying southwest of Layton Avenue, 102 feet north of Route 305, also known as Jersey Road, and 300 feet south of Route 24, to be located on 26,400 square feet, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the survey of the property. I think there was not for everybody. Gentlemen, a few months ago, we reviewed this site for another application. The intent at that time was to rezone the property to CR1. After a presentation and discussion with the commission on the following day, the applicant withdrew the application and refiled for B1 zone. For the benefit of the record, we did receive a comment for that application being changed to zone 1626, a comment from the Department of Transportation, and making reference to Route 305 Jersey Road. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The level of service could increase from level of service B to level of service C. From the County Engineering Department, we did receive a new memorandum received today. Reference to the applicant, the case number, the location, and the tax map reference. The site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. Individual on-site septic system exists. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment will be required. The parcel is in a growth area and annexation area for the town of Middleburg and is not in an area where the county expects to provide sewer service. Therefore, a concept plan is not required and signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And from the Sussex Conservation District, again in the form of a memorandum received March 9, there is one soil type referenced on this memorandum. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached is a copy of an aerial infrared, an aerial with soil interpretations, a soil legend, and also a report on prime and other important formats. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Nick Verato, 29817 John J. Williams Highway, Millsboro.
All right, sir. You've heard what our chairman had read into the record regarding your application. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I'd like to see you pass it. I was willing to lower the application from a C to a B. I really didn't understand what a B was before, but I do now. And I think one of the restrictions was I couldn't have a restaurant, although I think there should be more good Italian restaurants, but I could understand why we wouldn't have a restaurant there, and a used car lot. Anything that would restrict my privacy, I wouldn't have there. So it's going to have to be something quiet. It's not right facing the highway, so we don't get walking traffic. I had a business there for 40 some years and we had to walk in traffic, but today commercial businesses want to be recognized, and it's an area that's not going to be as recognized as some of the others. So I'm looking to maybe satellite offices that don't need walk-in type business.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Verrato, I recalling back to a previous public hearing, there was some question about Layton Avenue and whether that was a private road or a public road.
Yes.
Do you have any clarification on that?
I think he stated in public hearing that he owned that road.
Yes. I do have a paper to bring forward. Is that your question?
Well, the question was Layton Avenue. I believe you stated that you deeded that from Delta. You maintained it.
Yes, for lack of maintenance.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burke.
Just back to that road thing. I remember that. What was the answer there? It is a public road, or it is?
The road right away.
No.
Deeded to Mr. Rado from Delta.
So it's an easement.
Advancement or whatever. It was done. Yep.
It was done. Okay.
And he maintained.
That's all the questions I have. All right, sir. Thank you.
No, ma'am. No questions.
No questions. Mr. Lang?
No questions. I'm giving credit for sitting through this twice in the last 8 weeks, I believe.
So we did too.
Mr. Couts?
No additional questions.
Travitt?
No questions.
Council?
None, except for we should have made Mr. Schrank stay so he could answer the question about whether Del Dot owns the road.
That would have worked.
He was here.
True, I hadn't thought about that.
He's their attorney.
Mr. Verrato, I admire your patience as well. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1682, Nicholas Verrato Jr. and Joanne T. Verrato? For anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1682. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.